text number 59. Pramanais, pramanais, tatsuracharais, tadabhyasara nirantaram, bodhayanat manatmanam, bhaktimapyutamam labhet. Pramanai, please repeat. By scriptural evidence, tat of them, sat acharahi, by theistic conduct, tat of them, abhyasahi, by practice, nirantaram, constantly, bodhayan, awakening, atmana, by one's own intelligence. Atmanam, the self. Bhaktim, devotion. Api, certainly. Uttamam, the highest. Labhet, one can attain. Translation, the highest devotion is attained by slow degrees by the method of constant endeavor for self-realization with the help of scriptural evidence, theistic conduct, and perseverance in practice. Let's read together. The highest devotion is attained by slow degrees by the method of constant endeavor for self-realization with the help of scriptural evidence, theistic conduct, and perseverance in practice. Purport. Evidence, the devotional scriptures, example, Srimad Bhagavatam, the Vedas, the Puranas, the Gita, etc., theistic conduct, the conduct of pious persons, sadhus, who are pure devotees, and the conduct of those pious persons who practice devotion to Godhead, actuated by spontaneous love. Practice to learn about the 10 principles, dashmula, from the shastras, and on receiving the name of Hari as laid down in the same, embodying the name, form, quality, and activity of the divinity, to practice the chanting of the name by serving him night and day. By this are meant study of the shastras and association with sadhus. The tenfold offense to holy name ceases by serving the name of Hari and simultaneously practicing pious conduct. Practice is no other than following the mode of service of the name practiced by the sadhus without offense. By perseverance in such practice and devotion, characterized by love, which is the fruit of spiritual endeavor, makes her appearance in the pure essence of the soul. Gaur Premanande Haribo. Those are the guidelines to take help from Shastra, Pramanais, Tatsaracharais, and to have proper behavior, which means that human life affords the possibility to cultivate the higher modes of material nature and then come into the realm of transcendence. So we shouldn't linger in the lower modes of nature and rajas and tamas. That's dangerous. But we should perform activities that culture the sattva-gun. And from sattva-gun, sattvam yad brahma-darshanam, we can actually discern what is the difference between matter and spirit, and therefore we have a chance at performing transcendental activities. And we should engage in the direct processes of devotional service. Mam cha yo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. For those direct activities of seva, bhakti seva, bring us above the three modes of material nature automatically when they're engaged in constantly. So, pramanais tatsaracharais tadabhyasir, and then abhyas means that we must practice, and the verse specifically is translated by slow degrees. There's a graduation process. That means gradually we move from one stage to the next, and we also, in beginning stages, must understand that there may be some unsteadiness. In the practice of devotional service mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, there is an awakening of faith, adav shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, and then we come to the Association of Sadhus. Then Bhajana Kriya, which means inspired by the sadhus, we take up a regulated practice of devotional service with a vow. And once we enter into that, do we become steady immediately? No. We go into Anishta Bhajana Kriya, which means unsteady practice. And there are symptoms of that unsteady practice mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Madhurya Kadambini, which are we can look at and see. There are anartas naturally within the heart of anyone who's resided within this material world since time immemorial that must be gradually overcome by taking Krishna's help and the help, all the help that he gives us from every direction. And in order to go through this, we must have the proper attitude. And that attitude is described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita as threefold: tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. So there are three things he mentions. Pranipat, which means that we must submit ourselves to the proper authority. And we shouldn't depend on our own intelligence, but we should find the proper source of knowledge, Krishna. Krishna is the proper source of knowledge, and those who represent Krishna. And we should submit ourselves there, pranipat, which means that we prostrate ourselves. We offer submission. Pratiprashnena means that we must inquire. Relevant inquiries means that a host of influences have come to us and are presenting themselves, and we're living in a jungle in this material world of possibilities of which way you can go. So when we come to the proper authority, then we must inquire, how should I act? How should I regulate my life? And we must take that kind of direction. Otherwise, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, kim karma kim akarmeti kavyo pyatra mohitaha. He says the kavi, the very intelligent person, kavyo pyatra, he also, api atra mohita, he's also bewildered about what? Kim akarma kim akarmeti. Kim karma kim akarmeti means he doesn't know what's action and what is inaction, what's the appropriate thing to do and what's the inappropriate thing to do. Kim karma kim akarmeti kavyo pyatra mohita. Krishna says even the intelligent person in this world can't understand in this jungle, in amidst the banyan tree of the material world, which direction to go. Therefore, pariprashnena, I must inquire submissively from the proper source of knowledge to find out, should I act like this or should I act like that? How should I move forward in life? Sevaya means that I have to render service. That means not for my own self-interest. The so-called service of the material world means I'm doing something for you to get a return for myself. When you go to customer service at Nordstrom, they have an interest. If you follow the thread, it'll go to the bottom line and the shareholders in Nordstrom and the CEO in Nordstrom. They're rendering customer service to you because they want your money. Not that kind of service to the Supreme should we render, but the kind of service in which we have decided that I'm not staying in this world anymore. I have no more interest here. And I have only an interest in serving selflessly the Supreme Absolute Truth. And I submit myself in service that I'm not the controller, I'm not the enjoyer, and I give up. Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suriram sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantam richati. Sweet surrender, peace. I finally attain some happiness within the core of my heart. No matter what my external circumstances now, once I've determined within the core of my heart that I give up, who do I give up to? The Supreme Controller. When the tsunami comes sweeping across the ocean, you can look at it from high above and you can think, what shall we do? Make a dam? Make some counterwave? It's impossible. It comes and it just takes away everything. Krishna's material nature is all-powerful and we're completely helpless here. The prayers personified Vedas say that the idea that we are somehow one with the Supreme is ludicrous, because right now we're controlled and the Supreme never comes under control. Therefore, should admit, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvalokamaheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Shantam Richati, that Krishna is the Supreme Controller, the Supreme Enjoyer, and the Supreme Proprietor. Peace in the heart. And from that position, render service to the great Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate. Iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samandita. It's actually happiness in that. The person who realizes Krishna is the source of everything, he's the controller of everyone, he becomes compelled to render his service there to Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhavo. Everything's coming from Krishna. The good, the bad, everything. So, this is the mode of practice. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. Seva. Render selfless service. Pariprashnena. We must inquire. And pranipat. Submit ourselves to that divine source of knowledge. Where find that where it's coming down and put our head there and leave it there. And take what's coming down, the divine mercy. The living entities are, there's myriad forms of life. Jalajan Navalakshani, described by, in the Padma Puranu, Manu is telling us about all the different forms of life, how there's 8,400,000 species of life, and they're locked up in these different bodies due to no fault of anyone but their own. So this is the attitude. Due to nobody's fault except my own, I'm engaged in this karma. Somehow or other, since time immemorial, I'm dancing in this shadow-like existence of the material world, and now I've decided that I'm going to depart, and I take help from the Supreme. So where do I take it? Pramanais, from the Shastra. We develop faith in the scripture. Pramanais, tatsaracharais. And that from there, under the guidance of the spiritual master, because there's the Bhagavat, and then there's the book Bhagavat. We must have both. And under that kind of direction, then we regulate our activities. We know what we're supposed to do. What is sadachar? What is the proper behavior? We know kim karma, kim akarmeti. We know what is the proper action and what is the improper action, and we follow that. And then abhyas. And then we must practice understanding that in the beginning there will be anishta bhajana kriya. I may be unsteady, I may face so many anartas, but we must have courage to face those anartas and continue. And as we do, just as Brahma, when he came out of the lotus stem and was in complete darkness, he had courage and he went on, and soon Krishna revealed himself to him. What a wonderful section of this Brahma Samhita when he hears the flute song. That sound vibration that tells him that everything's on now. The lights have come on, everything's revealed, everything's possible. When the soul realizes, comes out of the darkness, in this material world, after all, everyone feels like, well, you have to take the good with the bad. Death is inevitable. There is no God. Just whatever you see with your eyes, that's what we can discern. This is such a gloom of existence that we're living in this material world. But when the sound of the flute comes and informs us that, no, everything is possible. Krishna is all-powerful and all-merciful, and there is a world of complete light. Tadama paramamama, and that's Krishna's abode. When Brahma hears that, everything becomes possible, that flute song. So we should be tuning our ears to hear that sound. That's the sound that's coming down through the disciplic succession that we're hearing, that's awakening our optimism and going back home, back to Godhead. This is the way we triangulate, and we get the help from Shastra, we get the help from sadhus, we get the help from our own practice and Krishna within the heart. And gradually, it's said, by slow degrees, we make advancement back home, back to Godhead. Each one of those degrees and graduations that we make, slowly, slowly, it's never lost. Krishna confirms this in the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, that whatever incremental advancement you make in devotional service, you don't lose that. That's happy news, because here in this world, whatever we get, we lose it. Tsunami comes, whole village gone. Life washed away, everything. But in the spiritual life, whatever advancement we make incrementally, we graduate to that position and we never lose it. It's eternal. Pramanaits tatsaracharais tarabhyasar narantaram bodhayanat manatmanam bhaktim apyutamam labed. Doing that, following that simple, basic process, we can attain the highest degree of devotional service. This is the, what is it, uttama bhakti. You come to the highest stage of uttama bhakti. So it's not a lightweight thing we're practicing. This minimum of 16 rounds following four regular principles. This is tapasya at its greatest in the Kali Yuga, and giving the positive impetus coming from the spiritual world, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. These things together will bring us to this highest level of spiritual realization. Out of the group of devotees, Prabhupada mentions this in the Nectar of Instruction, those who are chanting 16 rounds following the process, someone will emerge. The devotees, as they practice this sincerely, they dedicate their lives to it, they'll come up to the higher levels of devotional service. We're not meant to keep ourselves on the low level. We're not meant to stay as Kanishta Adhikaris. We are meant to advance to the stage of Madhyama Adhikari and Uttama Adhikari. This is the imperative of the Shastra. This is the instruction of the sadhus and the spiritual master. Everyone's saying the same thing. Don't stay in your position. You are a soul. Qualitatively, you are as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You must advance. And advance we will by taking this process very seriously. The fundamentals. You'll win with the fundamentals. Always win with the fundamentals. One of the greatest football coaches in history, Vince Lombardi. They'd win a championship, and then with the next year, when he'd gather his championship team together, he'd bring out the football, and he'd show it to the team, and he'd say, "Gentlemen, this is a football. Start at the beginning. Start over every day. This is this abhyas." Don't think I've the 16 rounds now. You know, I've got it down. It's boring now. Don't think like that. Have beginner's mind every day. Start with the fundamentals. That, gentlemen, this is the Maha Mantra. Prabhupada said it to Jayananda. I don't know what Jayananda's question was because I didn't get to see the letter, but I saw Prabhupada's response, and Prabhupada said, "It's the same old answer, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The basics are there." And take the fundamentals, you'll win every single time when you take the fundamentals and you stick to them doggedly. Doggedly. Watch a dog and learn from the dog. We call it dogged because dogs stick to their master. They don't go anywhere else. You could kill a dog, but it won't leave its master. It'll stay with the master. Master beats the dog, he'll come back. That's how we're dogged. We stick to the basic process. We stick to the feet of our authority. We stick to the basic process of Krishna consciousness. And by that, Krishna comes and gets us. We're not so important that we can invent some other thing. We must stick to the process that Krishna has given us. And when we do, he'll come and get us. This is pranipat. This is surrender. This means I put my head down and I have very little to do with the process, except that I repent. I know that I'm fallen. I'm not qualified. If I depend on my becoming qualified before I make a move forward, forget it. But if I depend on mercy, that I have hope against hope, that this force is so great, it's coming down to anyone who will submit themselves. You don't have to be qualified. You just have to be submissive. And if you place your head in that position, in that place, Krishna will give you all mercy. So stick in that place. Stick with this verse. Pramanais tat saracharais tarabhyasir nirantaram bodhayanatmanatmanam paktimap yutamam labet. You will attain the highest degree of devotional service by these fundamental basic processes. And just never forget it and write it on the inside of your eyelid, this verse. And then just look at it. And then if you wonder how to move forward, you go, okay, I know. Basic, simple thing. Go pray, Manande Adibo.